Alabama's Morning News. I'm JT, and Ty West joins us now from the Birmingham Business Journal. A couple of cool things happening in the area. Tech jobs surging now in Birmingham, huh, Ty? What's going on?
You know, this is really good news for our state and for our city, and that is a new report shows that tech job openings in Birmingham were one of the, I guess in terms of percentage growth, we were one of the highest growing markets in the nation. If you look at the first half, or I guess the second quarter of 2021. So that's a solid sign. I mean, if you look around, you see a lot of the tech companies and kind of the young companies that we have here in Birmingham have been growing and adding jobs at a fast pace. And that's what experts have been saying we need for, I don't know, a decade now, saying we need more of these kind of homegrown companies to add jobs. So to see that we're one of the top markets in the nation, that's a good sign. I mean, and it's no surprise who these companies are. I mean, Shipt, we all know about their story. But Bill Smith, who founded Shipt, also founded a company called Landing that's moving here, adding 800 jobs. That's contributing to this. But it's just it's a solid sign to see. It's good for the economy to see this because having this job creation will help not just the tech industry and the startup scene, but it'll also help the commercial real estate industry.
Absolutely. And the jobs that are created with all these different you know, companies redeveloping or moving in are just fantastic, just fantastic. Well, we saw the renovation of the hotel area over there in Homewood, and it really looks fantastic. Now a new hotel in the works on 280. What's going on?
Yeah, and this is a project we've been watching for a while. It's over there on 280, kind of not too long after you come over Red Mountain. There's that restaurant called Brick Tops that was built a few years back. We've known there was a lot there that some developers were planning a project for a while, and it appears they are moving forward on a hotel project that's been discussed for a while. They're expecting to start construction soon and hopefully complete by the end of the year. It would be a new Residence Inn by Marriott, and this is another good thing to see just because the hotel industry was one that was obviously hit really, really hard last year by COVID-19. It was had a lot of challenges as travel kind of, I guess, stumbled to a crawl for a while. But to see these projects, and there's a few hotel projects that we've seen that are kind of advancing, is a very solid sign for that industry and for just kind of the tourism scene in Birmingham. So good to see a project like this moving forward.
Very good. Ty West, Birmingham Business Journal. Thank you, Ty.
Thanks a lot, JT.